message after the tone on Intergalactic FM.
Confidential Madrid 000996. Sip this. For Elaine Sampson and Stacy Zerdetti. Reference State 96677. Classified by DCM Arnold Chakar for reasons 1.4B and D. 1. Poloff conveyed concerns per Revdel and asked that Spain consider speaking out against Nicaraguan President Ortega's September 2 decision to recognize the independence of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Spanish MFA Subdirector General for Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean, Jorge Romeu, told Poloff, September 16, that although he and his colleagues had discussed Ortega's announcement during coordination meetings, his impression was that Spain would not be proactive in addressing it. Overall, Romeu was skeptical of the positive outcome of demarching the government of Nicaragua, saying he knew the response would reference Kosovo. Reacting subsequently to if raised points regarding Kosovo, he noted, Russia might say the same, that its recognition of the two republics was a special case that should not be viewed as a precedent either. He added that the comparisons did not affect Spain anyway, because the government of Spain has yet to recognize Kosovo. Romeu deferred to the expertise of his colleagues who cover Eastern Europe and suggested the Spanish were more likely to act within the EU framework than bilaterally. He described a Danish proposal to carry out a demarche, expressing the EU's surprise and regret, and said he sympathized with the reluctance on the part of EU partners to speak out in those terms, saying some within the EU had suggested ending cooperation with Nicaragua altogether over this and other of Ortega's actions. Romeu cautioned that Spain, at the level of the Director of General for Foreign Policy, would only consider demarching Nicaragua in an appropriate context, reshaping terms, and perhaps considering an explanatory demarche rather than a derogatory one. After all, Romeu said, Ortega is a mad man. Confidential Madrid 000703 Sipdis. Subject: Spanish Defense Minister telephones Chargé on Venezuela sale. Minister of Defense José Bono telephone Chargé February 22 to explain Spain's decision to sell military and civilian ships to Venezuela, saying he wished to follow up with Chargé after Bono's appearance before Congress Defense Commission a day earlier, during which the defense minister answered questions about the Venezuela sale and Spain's Afghanistan deployment. Bono explained that Spain would likely sell a petroleum-carrying vessel, a ship that transports asphalt, and five patrol boats to the Chavez government. He emphasized the Spanish government has received assurances from Caracas to the patrol ships will not be used for offensive purposes, but would be used to protect Venezuela's maritime borders and exclusive economic zone. Note, other sources have told us the ships are actually corvettes capable of being armed with naval guns and missiles. A press report indicated the vessels would be similar to Spain's Descubierta class corvettes, with a displacement of 1,500 to 1,800 tons. End note. The principal reason Spain was making the sale to Venezuela, reportedly worth over 600 million euros or 780 US dollars, was to give a shot in the arm to ailing state-owned shipbuilding firm Ether. The sale would be very significant for Ether, said Bono, but would not tip the military balance in the region. He also told Shelby that the Zapatero government had conferred with the Uribe government and the Colombians did not see major problems with the sale. Comment. Bono likewise telephoned Chargé from Caracas when he made his unannounced, discreet trip there in late January to assure us he was not doing anything untoward. His latest call is another indication that the government of Spain, and Bono in particular, well understand U.S. concerns about Spain's developing relations with the Chavez government. Despite that, Ether's economic woes are front and center, driving Spain's intense interest in selling ships to Venezuela. U.S. concerns aside, Spain will likely move forward to take advantage of an opportunity to clamp down labor unrest at the state-owned company. 071. Sip this. Pass to Elaine Sampson and Stacy Zerdecki. Subject, Spain. Departing ambassador's insights on engaging government of Spain leadership. Zapatero is not a conviction politician, but a learner who understands the Spanish people and will support whatever policy appeals to them, regardless of U.S. interests. However, Zapatero also has shown that if there is an issue of particular importance to the U.S. government, he can be amenable to working with us, despite internal opposition. For example, at one point the ambassador informed Zapatero that U.S. CEOs might decide to stop bidding in Spain due to a growing perception that the government of Spain was not welcoming U.S. bidders on procurement contracts. Zapatero had told the ambassador to let him know if there was something important to the U.S. government, and he would take care of it. Later, when the U.S. government had agreed to advocate on behalf of GE in a bid against Rolls-Royce for a Spanish MOD contract, by helicopter motors, GE informed the ambassador that the failure to win the contract would cause that branch of GE to cease operations in Spain, which the ambassador duly informed Zapatero's economic advisor. Although there was considerable all-source evidence to suggest that the MOD decided to award the contract to Rolls-Royce, Moncloa, the office of the president, overturned the decision, and it was announced that GE had won the bidding. The ambassador is convinced that Zapatero personally intervened in the case